I wasn't supposed to be there in the session. I showed up a day early. I was supposed to write with Kylie Morgan, and they had got the schedule mixed up, and I was over at Smack at Shane McAnally's company where Walker writes for, and he was already in a session, and I was just making myself a coffee, getting ready for my session, and he came out. He's like, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm writing with Kylie Morgan." He goes, "Oh, I don't think she's here." I'm like, "Oh, well," and then I was like, "Wait, am I early or what's going on?" And they're like, "Oh, Shane, we're so sorry. We got the date wrong. It's tomorrow." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So Walker's like, "Just come into my session." And I'm like, "Don't you already have two people in there?" He's like, "I don't care. I want you to come. You got to come. You need to come into this session." And so that's how it happened. And I went in, and there was a guy in town from LA who'd never been in a country session before ever in Nashville. And Josh Jenkins, who I'd wanted to write with for a while, so it was the first time we'd met, and Walker. And honestly, man, we talked about God for about 3 hours, and we talked about where we were faith-wise and where we were spiritually with everything that's been going on in the world, because this was just in March. It was March 23rd of 2021, and Walker and I had been writing a bunch. We just started writing last October, I think. Shane McAnally asked if I would start writing with him. I'm like, "Yeah, of course, why not? Sure, whatever, it's an artist." And we wrote this song called "Make You Cry," and it just, they hadn't heard him sing that way before, and or that kind of concept, and it got everyone really excited over there. And so we started writing a bunch. So Walker was really comfortable with me and knew that if I came in, I would bring something different. And so we talked for several hours. I think Josh was like, "Are we ever going to write a song?" And the dude from LA didn't know what was going on. He's like, we're just talking about Jesus. We're talking about living life through a pandemic and writing on Zoom all the time and how excited we were to be in the room together. And then Walker played us a song called "Country Stuff," which ended up being the name of the EP and now the record. And I was like, "That is so cool. Like, that's so fun." He goes, "Yeah, Mickey cries on the project. And then there's this really country one with Jake Owen." And I'm like, "Cool." And then Josh was like, "I have an idea to write a song called Fancy." I'm like, "Raven McIntyre?" And he's like, "No, just like, you know, country fancy." I'm like, "Well, the other song's country stuff, so it can be country fancy." And I was like, "You mean like upgrades for country people? Like going to a fancier kind of restaurant or shopping at Belk instead of Walmart or whatever?" Like, that's the kind of stuff we were talking about. Because we were like, everybody thinks, you know, songwriters and artists drive Teslas and, you know, really fancy cars and live in ginormous houses. And Walker's, you know, got six kids, and he definitely doesn't live in a ginormous house, and he definitely doesn't drive a Tesla or a Lamborghini. You know, he's got a Nissan. And I think he just actually inherited his dad's Hummer, so he did get that. But we talked a bunch about that. And then I said, "Does anybody dip their fries in a Frosty?" And they're like, "What?" I'm like, "You know, you go to Wendy's and you get a chocolate Frosty and you dip your fries in. It's like the salty sweet thing." Yeah. And they're like, "What?" I was like, Walker's like, "Yeah, I've done that." And I'm like, "Hillary Lindsay taught me that when I was, you know, when we were both 20 years old, you know, or when she was 22 and I was 20, when we first started hanging out and, you know, we, you know, illegally drink and then go get fries and Frosties." And I've wanted to put that in a lyric for so long in a song, and it just worked out. But Walker, we were just saying, "Oh, you mean so fancy like doing country things that are upgrades, like an upgrade." So that's how it came about. And man, it just happened so quickly. Once the conversation was done, we just sat there laughing, just having so much fun. And I was like, "Can we really say this?" We can. And Walker was like, "Fancy like Applebee's on a date night." I was a date night, and he's like, "Bourbon Street steak with Oreo shake." I was like, "Whipped cream on the top too." Like, it just, I'm a real big inner rhyme person. So a lot of our friends are like, "Oh, that's such a Shane song. And that's such a Shane Walker song." Like, you know, with all of us, like, everybody had their own thing that they brought to the table. But I don't even think in the beginning, I don't even think we've played an instrument. It just dropped. It just came straight from heaven. That's all there is. That's the only way. Like, we had to get out of the way. It just came, and it came so fast. But I laughed and laughed and laughed, and we had the best time. And I looked over at Cambo, the guy from LA, and I grabbed him on the shoulder. I said, I just want you to remember this day. Something magical happened here today. God showed up, and he's going to show up.